I was cleaning out the attic of the What the Fuck Are You Watching studio and stumbled upon this episode, masturbating with a shard of glass. Who knows how long it's been here? It's your problem now.
You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast discovering the bizarre, the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. Most of the time for the first time. Before we started this podcast, I had only ever seen The Land Before Time.
With Little Fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this has been an eye-opening experience for me. I'm your host, Chris. This is my final girl, Lisa.
Hello.
We're also joined by... It's Bo.
That's me.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And we got a special treat for you today. Folks. I'm trying not to use gendered language anymore. Folks.
Jack likes it when you use terms like sport and pal and buddy.
What if we start saying kids?
Hey, kids.
Hey, kids.
I hate that one, by the way.
I mean, you know, we make a lot of pedophile jokes.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to them.
Right, yeah.
That's not what they're here for.
Yeah, anyway, we interrupted you, sorry.
Yeah, very, very special guest today. It's Jack! You've heard about him for so long. He's here. It's Jack.
Yes, it is I. I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us, dude.
I know. We're excited you're here, Jack.
Oh, I'm nervous, but excited too.
I got a little bonus episode for you today. We are going to cover Terrifier 3. We got to watch it in theaters. And we thought we'd do a little episode on it, a little bonus episode, talk about our thoughts and our feelings. I'm going to say right off the top, probably going to spoil literally everything.
Yeah.
So.
Or nothing, because it was 2 weeks ago and none of us paid that much attention, apparently.
That is also correct. So just.
Yeah.
We might not spoil anything, but just. Go into it thinking we're going to spoil everything.
Yeah, because we are not going to be careful with our words. Sorry.
No.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
Which will differ from past iterations of this episodic journey we're on, because we're typically so careful and calculated and considerate.
Yeah. Terrifier 3. First of all, I'm a little disappointed that nobody in our theater like threw up or passed out.
There was barely anyone in
our
theater.
It's worth mentioning that there was like 14 people there, and we were, what, 8 of them?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Or 7?
7, yeah.
Yeah, we were probably half of the audience.
Mm-hmm. We were.
They weren't even going to start the movie for us.
Yeah, they forgot we were even there.
Like, I don't know. There was only one other movie playing, and it's just not a big theater. So, you're just not going to play 50% of the movies playing at that time?
Two buttons is a lot.
I'm thinking, this was a calculated attack. This was like a form of like silent protest, and they didn't want to play the movie for us.
Yeah, they saw a bunch of fags and kids going into that fucking showroom. I don't know about that.
I'm just not going to play anything and see how long they sit in the fucking theater.
It was a social experiment.
Yeah. Oh my god, it was so crazy. It would have kept going too. Like, I had to go in, I had to go find them and say, hey, turn the movie on.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just kind of go into our just kind of general thoughts of the movie. I thought the movie was awesome. I really liked it. It's fucking Gore City. We watched a guy get a chainsaw shoved in his ass. And it ripped all the way up his back. And then the dude gets flipped over, and you just see his cock and balls just get shredded by that chainsaw, man. And he's just going up, cutting him limb from limb, looking intestines everywhere. And then in the blood pool, Art the Clown just makes a little blood angel, snow angel type thing. It was a beautiful scene.
Christmas music playing in the background.
Yeah. Beautiful scene.
This movie sets the stage really well from the beginning, though. It's very like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the beginning, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when Jack was younger and naive and thought he could survive this movie-going experience.
Yeah. He told us about the opening scene. He was like, yeah, I heard the opening scene's bad.
I thought pretty, well, I don't know, because they compare it to where we end up.
Yeah.
On the tamer side, that opening.
I don't even know if I really remember it that well, to be honest.
So it's a lot of, it's more like psychological damage than gratuitous gore at first, because it's the little girl, well, it's the bitch wife yapping to the husband.
Relatable.
You know, just see happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what us bitch wives do.
Yeah. You guys just don't have, you know.
Yeah.
The daughter hears something on the roof. Yeah. She says she's something on the roof. She comes into the bedroom to call attention to it to the parents. The bitch wife goes and assures the girl. This is where the plot lost all plausibility for me, because she, to assuage the girl and convince her and bribe her to go back to sleep, she says, well, if you go to sleep, I'll leave out some milk and cookies for Santa's elves, who are here checking to make sure we have enough roof space to accommodate his load.
It's important.
Hell yeah.
But this is where we lose all
regulation
reality, because then the little girl goes to bed, and the mom actually pulls out some fucking milk and cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Are you parents of children telling me that if that lie worked on your child, you would actually then produce the milk and cookies?
Oh, yeah, because she's going to fucking call you on it that later that morning, and you're going to have to deal with more bullshit early in the morning.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't relate, because we never did the Santa bullshit with our kids.
Well, that's a wild thing in and of itself, right?
Like my kids have always known there's no Santa.
We told the cold, hard truth, man.
I can tell by his facial expression that Jack does not relate with this.
I know, Jack's like, oh, wow, what the fuck?
Right? Yeah, no.
I'm sorry, man.
But hey, to each their own.
Were you a hearty Santa Claus believer? I already know the answer to this in my soul.
Well, I kind of figured it out when I was six, when I caught my parents bringing stuff in, so...
Oh,
the magic was there, not for long.
Okay. Right, yeah. Yeah, it's
Where were you at on the tooth fairy?
Bullshit. The entire thing.
Okay. But yeah, I digress. Yapping wife notices that the door is now unlocked, and she attributes this to her husband having forgotten to lock the door again.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes back upstairs for yap, yap, yap in time.
Yeah. And she even tells him to make sure he eats the cookies.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. But little girl hears more noises. So she's on the she's investigator. Mm-hmm. She's Judy B. Jones. She's
Cindy Lou Who.
Uh-huh. But with a more human nose.
Yeah.
And way less hairspray.
Cindy Lou Who.
I'm pretty sure that fucking the actor... David Howard Thornton. I think he was the Grinch. Not the Jim Carrey Grinch, but...
Obviously.
Yeah.
He wasn't Jim Carrey?
He was playing Jim Carrey, playing the Grinch.
Arthur?
I don't even know who he's saying was the Grinch.
Oh,
Art, okay. Art the Clown. Yeah, yeah. Art the Clown.
Art the Clown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was the Grinch.
I mean, that man really was great at this.
Oh, yeah. He fucking...
Oh, yeah.
kills it.
Yeah.
So Arthicon is a mime.
Yeah. Yeah. I love art.
Which is a great place to start from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this dude's got like actual like mime work too.
Is that a difficult skill set, you think?
I don't know.
I think I could pull off mimery.
Well, you know, hopefully since Terrifier 3 is blowing up, he will go on to some bigger parts.
Yeah.
Because he's very good.
Oh, yeah.
I liked.
Have we heard him speak, though? What if that's a fucking... what if his voice is a shit show? What if he sounds like me?
He doesn't sound as gay. He sounds a little bit gay.
Yeah. You don't come from theater and start playing the mime.
Yeah, right.
Sucking a couple cocks.
Okay, so he made a movie called The Mean One, where he played a Grinch character. Mm. It's like a horror movie.
Okay. Well, yeah. Little girl goes on the prowl, and then she finds Santa Claus standing with her, with his back turned toward her, towards the Christmas tree, as well as his sack full of goods. And he then starts producing the sack full of goods.
Yeah.
Namely, like a fireman's hatchet axe situation.
Yeah. Yeah, he just had a bunch of weapons in there.
He like goes upstairs to the little boy's room, doesn't he?
Yeah, he goes to the little girl's brother's room first.
Yeah.
And she, instead of, you know, trying at all to save the life of that poor boy, just sort of stood there and watched and listened as Arthur, it's implied through sound that he hatchets the boy pretty good.
There's some loud noises too, man.
Yeah, ishy gushy.
Yeah.
Slushes and slashes and crunches.
Yeah. It's those exaggerated sound effects that we love so much.
It's pretty brutal, man. You didn't even see anything, but you felt it.
Yeah. I guess we do jump straight to Gory pretty much immediately afterwards, though, because he goes to the parents' room next and starts with the husband.
Yeah,
and then she's like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, somehow not. This is what would happen. Someone could come hatchet Jack to sleep right next, like, to death right next to me, and I would wake up sort of similarly.
Yeah.
Did you chill the fuck out?
Did you fucking piss yourself?
Got, like,
why am I wet?
Yeah, no, he got like 8 solid swings in on the husband before she even actually kind of started to wake up.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, okay, what the fuck?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Yeah, she just, I don't even, I think she did say something along the lines of like, can you calm down or what are you doing? Or,
and yeah, then she's like, irritation at some point.
And then she's like trying to like push him, you know, and
thought I told you to
the blood.
Whack off in the bathroom. Damn it.
Because I think she actually like feels the huge puddle and she's just like, how, what, you know, he's obviously a bedwetter because she didn't seem that puzzled by the puddle.
Until she saw then, the color.
Yeah, then the hue of it seemed to trigger something for her, though.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You wake up in puddles pretty often?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm working on it, okay? She started making me sleep in a trash bag. Oh, man. But yeah,
my god.
That intro was pretty wild. Holly jolly Christmas.
It was. Yeah, and then, you know, we just see where the second movie left off. I liked how they started where the second movie left off with Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah. I thought the, what's her name? I think Victoria or Vicky or something like that.
Yeah.
The girl with the crazy face.
Yeah.
I thought she did a pretty good job. She's fucking wild, man.
The devil bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah.
So she was the victim from the first movie.
Mm-hmm. Got her face chewed off by Art the Clown.
Mm-hmm.
I made out with a guy like that once.
Really?
Yeah, you ever make out with someone who like gets a like almost like a running start and like mouth agape?
Yeah.
Like like Steven Tyler. You know.
Damn.
Just a lot of drool and toothy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's really cool. Man, Art the Clown fucking kills it in this movie. I think he's getting, he's kind of hamming it up a little bit more in this one.
Mm-hmm. Which were my favorite parts from the first two. So I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that's why Chris's friend Jack here was going to make it, because I thought that there would be enough comedic relief from our friend Art that it could sustain him somehow.
No, sorry.
At some point in that movie, he stops being funny. I mean,
he stays pretty goofy. Oh,
no, you're right. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. My favorite was at the very end when Sienna's like, tie that chair, and anytime he walks past her,
I love that too.
Yeah.
No, my favorite starts in that very first scene. The wife's like blood curly screaming now that she's noticed her husband being butchered.
Uh-huh.
And Art just starts pantomiming the mm-hmm. like screaming.
Oh yeah, yeah, dude.
Everything he does is hilarious to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Me too.
Do you guys think he's like
unstable
slasher status up there with like Freddy and Jason and all that?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
I think it depends on where the franchise ends up, right? Because I think he's qualified.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have the same.
I guess you got to build up the legacy or something, right?
Yeah, he doesn't have the prestige of them yet.
No.
But he's racking up bodies, and he's doing it in style.
Yeah,
for sure, dude. You never know what he's going to pull out of that bag.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Sometimes it's a fucking pistol, dude.
I know.
That's my favorite part, because it's like a slasher movie. Like, he's just cutting people up, and then out of nowhere, he'll just pull out a gun and shoot somebody. Yeah,
never expect the fucking gun, dude. You never expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some people don't like that, because, yeah. Your usual slasher has like their weapon, a machete or a fucking butcher knife or something. Art uses whatever the fuck he wants, dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a 9mm. Mm-hmm. I also like how in every movie he always goes to like his little crafting station and crafts a new fucking wild weapon that he ends up using later in the movie.
Uh-huh.
I think another one of my favorite parts, funny parts, was the bar scene.
That was probably my favorite part.
Yeah, I liked this a lot too. I like hanging out with strangers and then pissing on them, or like just pissing on the floor.
Yeah,
that's great. I can't think of a single situation that doesn't bring the mood up.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great, man. And I guess that's where he gets his Santa Claus outfit, because he meets a Santa Claus, a mall Santa, I guess you'd say.
He lets him sort of, he sits like on his lap on that bar stool for a second, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And mall Santa's drunk, and he's like, all right, boys, you know.
They're having a good time.
I'm wearing the suit, so I'm Santa. I'm going to let him do Santa stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Santa's like a good guy, right? He can tell this guy's fucking off kilter.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Santa was a fucking real one, man.
Yeah. He was just like, okay.
He wasn't even super mad about getting peed on.
Yeah.
I mean, he kept calling him Clowny. He's like, come on, Clowny, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Let's get out of here, Clowny.
I was really disappointed when Art killed that guy, man.
And he killed him in a very brutal way, too.
Yeah.
Liquid nitrogen fucking fire extinguisher.
Yeah, dude. Art basically builds like a freeze ray or some shit, turns him into a snowman. Breaks his arms and shit. And then
his arms, his shins, and his face.
Yeah.
The shins going really hurt me. I don't know if it brought me back to soccer days or what, but I hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like that.
Fucking ripped Santa Claus beard off, dude.
Well, yeah, because he was pulling on his beard at first, you know, and he was like, oh, it's real.
Yeah.
That's how you know I'm the real Santa. I have a real beard.
I think and Art killed him out of a sense of justice. He's like, well, you lied. You're not the real fucking Santa.
Yeah. Well, and Art had to take the beard so he could be the real Santa.
Yeah, yeah, and the whole rest of the movie, he's wearing this bloody old nasty beard, dude. It was crazy.
Yeah.
A solid runner-up is nearer the end, I guess, where he's finally got his Santa Claus. We've shown how he arrived at the Santa Claus costume, and he's at the mall.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they have a corral set up with children, and I call them Lane Bryant moms. They all have the little yoga pants and puffy vests on. Yeah. They all have the same costume.
Right, yeah.
But I've seen this in real life, so it's real. Oh, this is what they look like in herds. Sure. Mall Santa goes on a break, and Art seizes the opportunity to fill in for Mall Santa, and he's giving actual gifts to the children who come and sit on his lap.
Yeah, he just wants to be Santa.
Yeah, dude, those kids are loving it too, man.
Yeah.
Until one of them gets a fucking bomb.
Yeah, one gets a bomb. The parents finally start to catch on, or like one of the elves catches on. They're like, that's not fucking Santa. That dude smells bad and is also a different person with
like
mime
piss.
Makeup on.
Yeah. Took them way too long to figure out that was not Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, how stoned are you and you didn't have to go anywhere today, Jack?
Say what?
Said how? Well, I was going to make a comparison. I was like, how stoned do you have to be a fucking mall elf?
Oh, you got to be pretty fucking baked.
Yeah.
In all honesty. I mean, it's doable and you can enjoy it, but you got to be pretty high up there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I might just let it play out if I'm one of the mall elves. I'm like, well, let's see what this guy's got in store. I don't know. I don't care, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck them kids.
And I don't think Art gave the kid the bomb. I think that was
he didn't.
The kid pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah, because Art's already been, like, ran off by now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And it's left there, and one of the kids is like, well, what was my present? So he's looking through what's left, and he finds that one.
Which, you know, if he wouldn't have dug through somebody else's bag, he wouldn't have got a fucking bomb.
Yeah, sure.
Mind your business.
Fucking fuck, yeah.
Teach your kids to fucking not be assholes.
I was not expecting a bomb. I really thought it was going to be like a, I don't know, a dead cat or something. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, somebody's face. Bomb.
I was kind of expecting all the presents to be a bomb, to be honest, but not that big of an explosion. All a bunch of little ones.
Yeah, dude.
Just blowing up each individual kid.
That'd have been hilarious.
Just a line of kids blowing up as they open their presents.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I guess it would have been a little on the, like, because this whole thing was a little bit. It felt like the Joker, like the animated Joker.
Yeah.
It was. Especially this whole bit. I expected, like, you know, like Jack in the Box type stuff.
Yeah. Because
those are scary anyway.
Yeah.
So that would have been cool.
Oh, another fucking wild scene was, tell me what the fuck happened here, because Art gets his new head, right, and him and Vicky are... I don't know. They find a little house to settle down in for a while. Mm-hmm. They almost go into like a hibernation. Art sits in a rocking chair, which is a homage to Black Christmas. Vicky fucking, I don't know. She's not happy that her face is all fucked up. And she slits her wrists and chills in a bathtub. And they sit there for 5 years until a demolition crew goes in to clear the house.
Mm-hmm.
Probably looking for squatters or something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably had to do that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they stumble upon Art and fucking Icky Vicky, and chaos ensues.
Who do you want? Who do you want to follow? Like, do you want to happen upon Vicky or Art? Which one do you want to be?
Man,
you gotta be one of them.
I think I'm going. Oh, I gotta be one of them. Oh, I got.
Yeah,
get...
if you're gonna happen upon one of them in a house, one do you think you can take?
I think I'm. Oh, take. I think I guess I would try to take Vicky. I don't know. Art's got a bag full of guns and shit.
Yeah,
that's true. And he's also hilarious.
Yeah, Vicky is a fucking wild animal, though. So yeah. she's got that dog in her, dude.
Yeah,
I'd go with Art because I'm gonna die either way. Yeah, but
you're fucked.
Yeah. Art's fucking hilarious. So
he's at least cool to hang out with.
Yeah, I'll just laugh the whole time he's killing me.
Yeah,
all Vicky can do is suck your dick, and it won't even survive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. You never know what you're gonna get from Art, man. It could be a quick death. You could peel your fucking face off.
Yeah.
He might just honk his little horn at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piss on your lap.
Yeah. Listen, I'm all into that.
But yeah, those the demolition crew, they get the worst of it. And Art's like peeling one's fucking face off, basically. I think with like maybe a box knife or something.
Yeah, it was a box knife. Yeah. And Vicky's off in the doorway, pleasuring herself with a broken piece of mirror.
Yeah,
she's going to work.
Yeah,
dude.
That was rough.
Oh, it was brutal. And then when Art is done killing that guy, he like shakes his finger at her like this. Like,
yeah, like bad girl. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's her like. She misses being a young lady in her prime. She's like, I need my monthly blood.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. What the fuck is going on with Vicky?
I don't know.
She's like
I also don't know what to tell you about their hibernation. I will say.
What the fuck was that?
Where this movie, this is typical of the genre, though. Plot? Suspicious.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you. I guess they just needed a break. You know, everyone gets burnt out. Maybe they just needed a little breather.
I mean, Art did get decapitated.
Yeah, he's probably tired.
Yeah.
He had to grow a whole new head, like, inside of Vicky's womb, I'm assuming.
That was the most cartoonish scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very confused by that. Like, it's not understanding what all was going on, but I figured it was probably something from the previous movie that I missed. So
yeah,
it was a continuation of it, but it was still cartoony as fuck.
Yeah. Well, in Terrifier 2, Art gets decapitated by Sienna with her magic power sword.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the end of the movie. Okay. Now Vicky, out of nowhere, just births Art's head.
Okay.
She's locked in a mental hospital.
Yeah.
And Art's been decapitated. And then all of a sudden, she's giving birth to his head.
So she's like holding the head like a baby. It's just Art's fucking nasty looking head. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, but whatever. It's horror movie logic, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I know these are like hellspawn creatures. Yeah. I don't.
That's when it gets kind of weird. Because, I mean, the first movie, you kind of almost assumed Art was like human because you even seen him paint his face.
I don't know if this was is this like a deal with the devil thing? I don't know. Maybe, how we ended up where we did, but
maybe shit changed now that he got decapitated. I don't know the story behind Art. I don't think anybody does. I don't even think.
Yeah, maybe with her dying breath, Vicky like made a deal with Lilith or something and was like, I'll be your.
Yeah, she's 100% demon, right?
Yeah, that's the fucking that's a devil bitch.
Yeah. I think she was even trying to like possess.
She's trying to like open a gate to hell or something. Or she does. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't even know what Art's role is in this whole little thing.
No.
I guess our final girl, Sienna, and Art are linked in some way, destined to duel it out like Batman and the Joker.
This was supposed to be 5 years after Terrifier 2, then.
Yeah.
You said they hibernated for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think they said so on a screen.
Yeah, I was like, they probably mentioned it.
Yeah, because Sienna has spent the last 5 years in a mental place. Okay. Not an asylum, but like a rehab place, I guess.
Well, I'm telling you, they got better shampoo in that rehab than I got. I was in one. Because she comes out fucking full, you know, 18-inch yucky bundles of voluptuous locks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So what do we think of, like, Sienna as a final girl? Almost like the Sydney Prescotts of Scream or the Laurie Strodes of Halloween. Do you think she's...
I liked her.
Yeah.
I think she does the, like, I'm seeing visions over there bit pretty convincingly.
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty cool scene, too.
Because then she's good at snapping back into it and being like, all right, we all know that was weird. I'm going to go fuck off now.
Yeah.
The brother, though... grow, get a grip, my guy. This little twink, I don't know about her.
That's why I was like, it's supposed to be 5 years later, because I don't feel like he's grown up 5 years in that time.
Well, he's purportedly in college. It doesn't, he's not aided by the fact that that's what he fucking looks like, dude. That's a fucking 11-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm. I know. I see him on Instagram and stuff, and like, he just looks terrified all the time.
Which, you know,
like, it's just permanent face. Like,
maybe that's how we got the role, because they're like, well, that's what we need. That we need a fucked up kid here. Yeah. And that kid's obviously seen some shit.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I think I do like Sienna as a final girl type character. And I really liked how they're kind of going like a weird fantasy direction. They kind of did it more in two, where she's almost like this Valkyrie warrior angel girl.
Yeah, but I was dissatisfied by, like, they kept leaning into that, but then they, I don't know,
she didn't really do shit in this movie.
That last little battle sequence was so farcical that
I know,
and like, I was dissatisfied by that bit,
and it kind of took almost like a, I don't know, maybe like an anime or a Power Ranger sort of thing, where it's like...
It absolutely did. Like, I've got this fucking holy sword, and I'm the fucking chosen one.
Yeah, she gets her ass whooped the whole fucking movie until the very last second, where she gets the fucking sword in her hand, and now everybody's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we don't rinse and repeat that for the next fucking 100 movies.
Yeah, we're gonna, I think, though.
Probably.
Because the next one's surely what the mission to go save her little niece or whatever.
It's gotta be.
They've gotta go to hell to save the niece.
Yeah.
And get the sword, because it fell down there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, man.
That whole bit too. They're like, she's dangling off the edge. Let me hold on to this fucking blade.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
To try to pull you up. Bitch, yeah. There's like pillows and curtains and shit right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she
a sword.
I think she knew the power of the sword. She can never be cut by the sword. I mean, she definitely got cut by the sword, but it healed up.
But anyway. I watched Devil Bitch break every bone in her wrists right before this, so I don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh huh.
You don't have grip strength anyway. Don't use what you got on the fucking sharpest ordained holy sword. At her disposal.
Hands, her hands are all fucked up, and then
because at first she's
all of a
like,
sudden she can hold the blade just fine and try to pull the girl up.
It's got the healing factor.
Yeah, in a heartbeat she goes from cerebral palsy to fucking Valkyrie.
Yeah.
It's a little wild.
Which I guess, typical horror movie stuff.
Jack didn't see any of this at this point.
This is when he had his face buried.
Is this when you assumed the sort of, what would you call that position? Sideways fetal?
Yeah.
Sideways
I
fetal.
Guess.
Just anything to not be involved with the movie whatsoever?
Yeah.
Without actually walking out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't walk out on us.
It was,
I wondered. He went to use the restroom at a sort of pinnacle part.
I know. I thought it was.
And I was
plan.
Like, I wonder if he's returning.
Motherfucker.
I was like, well, I have to go fish him out of the parking lot.
I didn't need to use the restroom, but I also wanted to hit my pen a couple of times and hit the vape. And it's like,
moment.
Because in the lead up to us watching the movie, I would always see people talking like, oh, that shower scene, and then Jet goes to the bathroom, and then I see the fucking shower, and I'm like, that motherfucker.
I know. I
he knew about it.
Best fucking violence. And also the only smut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Sienna?
I liked her. You know, we watched all three recently, so we saw her from right. the second one to this one, and I've liked it. And I do compare her a lot to Sydney from Scream.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think she has that same kind of final girl vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that actress is good. I think a bit of her is probably more attributed to the writers. She had some goofy bits.
Yeah.
And I don't really know if that's on her. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I agree.
What do we think about the... What is this, her sister and her sister's husband?
I think it's her aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm so confused by this.
I know. Me too, because I thought sister.
Is if that's her aunt's daughter, that's just your cousin.
That's her cousin, yeah.
Shit, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was confused by this for the whole film. I couldn't really decide what the relationships were here.
I swear it was.
She kept saying aunt. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, the old guy kept calling her niece.
Yeah.
Or his niece or whatever.
Yeah.
Old guy. Older guy. None of these people were old.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old guy that was probably like my age.
He's hot. Listen, I mean, he was supposed to be the uncle.
Yeah.
I guess.
I know.
He didn't look that much younger than them.
No, the age differences weren't very big there.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a big fucking hole to me, man. The whole, going to the college to get Jonathan, leading into the final battle where they're tied to the chairs. It seems so... I feel like something's fucking missing.
There is. So,
how the fuck did Jonathan die?
Yeah. You're going to kill Jonathan off screen?
I think that we're going to see Jonathan back in the next one. I don't think he's really dead.
Yeah, he can't be, dude.
That's probably the best take, because I thought it was also goofy as shit.
Because they had the head in a little cage. And they're mm-hmm. like, yeah, this is your daughter's head. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't. And then they put a pair of glasses on.
They put
on
Jonathan's
it.
Glasses
and they're
on.
Like,
it.
Ugh, this is Jonathan.
Yeah.
Probably just lying.
That's what I think. I think he's going to be back. I think it's going to be one of those where he's not really dead.
I mean, I'm all right with killing him, but you got to do it on screen.
I was looking forward to it because he was a pitiful creature. And I, you know, we should put those down.
All right. You guys want to get into your favorite kill scene?
Favorite? Oh,
I guess, but I don't want to go first.
Jack, what's your favorite kill scene?
I do not have one. if I'm being completely honest,
before that, I want Jack to narrate for us. I feel like I watched a different movie than him. so, from your perspective, what happened here, and how did it affect you?
So the killer clown that got killed in the movie before got brought back to life. There's a fucking demon helping them kill. They go on a killing spree, mm-hmm. and the girl that is trying to warn everyone about it is being told, oh no, it's fine, you're just crazy. Mm-hmm. And in the end, she's not crazy and she gets strong. So, I mean, okay. It's very gory and, the bombing scene was definitely disturbing, but yeah, it was cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say that was the scene you found most disturbing?
No, the scene that I actually found most disturbing was something that we haven't talked about yet. And that is when the sister or aunt is tied to the chair and has the tube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the one.
This is when we lost you.
That's the one, dude.
Yeah, because this is my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Evidently, even Art, the actor who plays Art, almost threw up while recording that scene too. So I'm justified for kind of hating that scene the most.
What he's describing is what I believe is going to be Chris and mine's favorite murder sequence.
Can you explain it to us, Jack, in gritty detail?
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't know because his face was into my arm by this point.
Yeah.
I did not see it.
I'm telling you, there was like the one part where Art was like by the Christmas tree or something, and the girl was running up the stairs, and then Art was there. And Jack jumped so hard, like, like it was the worst jump scare ever. And then it was very quickly after that, he started hiding his face.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm sorry we did that to you, Jack.
No, you're good. I agree to it. So
I regret nothing.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah, so me and Bo's favorite kill scene, man. The fucking ant is tied to a chair, and Vicky and Art cram this big old tube down her throat, like, I don't know, a pipe. Cram it down her throat, pound it in with a mallet.
Yeah, I think PVC, but clear.
And then they start putting little rats down in there.
Yeah.
Damn. And, they're not even that little.
Yeah, they're not little.
They're big rats. They're big.
Some
rats.
Chunky boys.
And they fucking hold some fire or some shit next to the pipe, so the rats go down her throat.
Yeah,
and rats are just going down her throat and burrowing in there, and then they fucking slit that chick's throat, and all the rats fall out.
Yeah, it's a clever. It's like a clever take on. This is a medieval thing where they would put rats under a pot on a stomach and then like,
on top.
Because they're trying to escape by crawling through there.
They did it in the Game of Thrones books. I don't think they really showed it on the show, but it was in the books.
Yeah, they call that guy the tickler.
Yeah, something like that.
The rats tickle you to death. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, anything involving
also
like,
Too Fast, Too Furious had a scene too.
What the fuck, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Dang, I gotta watch like that. What are they doing in fucking the tenth one?
They
then?
Put a freaking rat on a guy's stomach and put a pot over it and heated the pot up and the rat started eating through his stomach.
I thought they just raced in that movie.
I'm pretty sure that's what movie it was. It was a weird movie.
About family.
It was a weird movie for it to happen on. I swear it was Too Fast, Too Furious.
You're probably right. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue.
I must have seen that one because I watched them. I think I watched the first three because Paul Walker is a divine creature to behold. Yeah. But I couldn't tell you a single thing that happened in any of the ones I saw.
I mean, I Google it and it comes up with a YouTube video that says Too Fast, Too Furious, Rat in a Bucket scene.
I didn't doubt you at all. It's just, I don't remember a single thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I don't know. It's such a crazy thing to happen in a racing movie.
Yeah. It's the guy from freaking, what's his name?
Oh, it's, I think his name is Bobby in Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy guy, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's by far my favorite kill scene. I don't know. The chainsaw on the ass is good, but I think the rats are a little more creative.
It's a little more like a ominous.
Freaking tin bucket.
Yep.
What about you, Lisa? What was your favorite kill?
Man, I don't even know. I know I'm probably forgetting some.
The construction workers were underrated. When you think you've happened upon a suicide situation in a bathtub, and then the bitch pulls the glass out of her own wrist and fucks your shit off with it. That's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that probably my favorite probably was the shower scene.
It was good.
And then he did the little blood angel thing afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the shower one was good.
I know. I think a lot of the kills kind of get overshadowed by the shower and the fucking rats. So much that it's hard for me to remember any of the other ones. Good kills, crazy gory,
suspicious storyline.
Yeah, let's get into the storyline. See if maybe we can figure it out.
Yeah, we can't.
Okay.
I think it.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to.
Okay, well.
I'm not going to be able to. No. I don't.
Well, we've discussed that Art and Vicky are obviously some sort of demons.
Right.
And, you know, Sienna has lived through it and is now having visions and all this, that it's happening again. Because obviously she's somehow linked to Art. Like Harry Potter always knew when Voldemort was back, you know?
Yeah.
That's how Sienna is with Art.
She's obviously some kind of portal. Like, this is a trope that's happened before where someone has the appropriate bloodline, and if I inhabit their body, then I can summon, you know, like the Horde or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to do. And that seems to be like what they're getting at with this last bit, is that because she's trying to like get her to give up so that Devil Bitch can inhabit her instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, I guess Sienna's like the foil to Art. And if a fucking demon possesses Sienna, it's nothing to worry about, right?
Yeah.
A foil. The fucking arch nemesis. It's a word. I swear it's a fucking word. I'm not making up words.
Okay.
I don't know if he's making up words. I just understood what he meant.
Okay.
A foil in a story is a character, event, or social issue that contrasts with another character to highlight their traits. I mean, it works.
Yeah. I've never heard that used like that before.
Well, you know, I'm kind of like a literary dude.
No, yeah. You're not.
So,
yeah, when I think, literary prowess or.
Yeah, you think foil.
Firm grasp on any language.
Deuterogonist.
He thinks of you. That's where he's going with that. He thinks of you when he thinks of those things.
Yeah.
I think linguistic expertise.
I'm your foil.
Unflappable grammaticisms.
We highlight each other's character traits.
Yeah.
And all that. We're foils.
Yeah, because I'm a big dumb, dumb, dumb.
Oh, it's all right. You know, maybe you hang out, keep hanging out with me.
Okay. I know. I'll get to your little devil one day, Daddy.
I'll rub off on you a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll
rub you off.
Someone needs to. I'm hard as fuck.
Another. Okay. Well, in Twin Peaks, The Return, episode 8, season 3.
Can we talk about how much airtime Twin Peaks gets on this podcast?
I know.
We talk about Twin Peaks a lot.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I'm here for it. I just thought I'd mention it.
Laura Palmer is born as a direct response to Bob being put into the universe.
Mm. Okay.
They come out as little orbs. Bob's a little black orb. Laura Palmer's a little gold orb. They're foils. What about that fucking weird scene? I guess it's like a dream that Sienna has, and it's like some weird little fucking demon goblin or whatever making the sword, I guess. And there's like Mother Mary or something over here.
That's a painting.
Is it? It was a painting.
What they depicted in that scene is an actual painting.
Oh, and, shit. Okay.
I can't think of what it's called now, of course. But, it's like evil being held in check by piety, which I guess is supposed to be a metaphor for what this bitch is supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I actually thought in a vacuum, that scene itself was very cool. Accepting it, I don't think it belonged in this movie. Maybe
it was a little odd.
Does that make sense? It does. It didn't.
Yeah, it was. It was weird. I mean, I knew he was making the sword.
Yeah.
But it was so fucking.
But
weird.
Then this movie did get way more fantastical than I was anticipating.
Yeah.
I expected maybe more of that because we saw the second one. I felt like it was kind of a lead up, you know, and then we didn't really get much of it.
I did see the second one, but I think I was really drunk and it was like when it came out.
Yeah.
So we just watched it like a couple of weeks ago.
I just feel like there was so much kind of crammed into that little end section that it was fucking weird.
It became convoluted because in my brain, what separates like good movies from sort of not is like character development versus plot development. And in this last like 20 minutes, we got a fuck ton of plot development and no character development. So mm-hmm. now we have all these plot points shoved forward, but the characters are still where we left them. So,
yeah, I mean, I did kind of like the a little bit of the kind of dealing with the trauma of Sienna's trauma of dealing with from the second movie. And I really liked when she's seen her dead friend at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pass me the rice.
She was just talking shit the whole time.
Yeah,
that was pretty crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was definitely what her friend was like. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
how much to this day do you think this film impacts you, Jack? Because it was a solid week afterwards that I heard you still mentioning art.
It's going to be a while longer.
So I know this is a thing that people deal with where they watch a intense film and then they like have struggle like sleeping or they don't want the lights off and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I've never experienced this in my life though, so I have a very difficult time treating this seriously. I'm so sorry for you. Oh. And that I'm your partner.
You're good. I'm just gonna be checking all the dark spaces and closets and stuff before going to bed, under the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that we're safe. Okay. I don't need to.
You're marrying the danger. I don't think it's registering for you yet. We're not safe, and it's because of me.
I will deal with that later when you're dressed up as a clown with those teeth and those crazy eyes. So.
Dude.
I get closer every day.
Oh my god, dude. Bo's gonna get a fucking art costume and just hide in the corner waiting for you to get home or some shit and just fucking scare fuck out of you, dude.
It's rare that I'm home and he's not, so, but on the off chance that they are, almost like clockwork, every time I hear him coming up the stairs outside and then I hear the key going into the door, so I go and wait behind the door. I don't like jump out. It's scary. I just poke. Mm. But yeah. It elicits a jump every time.
Yeah.
And I feed on that.
Hell yeah.
I thrive.
If you enjoy the Terrifier movies, all the gore, all the blood, all the guts, fucking insane kills, awesome practical effects, come join us at What the Fuck Are You Watching? Where we kind of explore the more kind of extreme or indie horror underground. If you want more of super gory nastiness, I think I would recommend American Guinea Pig Blood Shock. That's one of our favorites here at the podcast. Or the Japanese Guinea Pig Flower of Flesh and Blood. Tokyo Gore Police is our current number one favorite movie here. Join the dark side. Join us as we explore the most fucked up things we could find.
Yeah. And have such a great time doing it.
Hell yeah. I guess we'll just go around and give a what the fuck moment for this movie. Lisa, what's your what the fuck moment?
I think my what the fuck moment is Vicky masturbating with that piece of glass.
Hell yeah.
That was pretty fucked up.
The blood was aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, the jabbing was aggressive. So the blood being aggressive makes sense, but...
Yeah, she was getting with it.
Yeah.
I've seen gentler fingerings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was uncalled for, man.
Yeah. I really did like this movie, though. Like, I liked it a lot. I know we're probably not like adding it to our leaderboard or anything, but it would be my favorite movie if we were.
I know. Yeah. I don't. Yeah,
I'm right there with you.
All right, Jack, what's your what the fuck moment?
Well, I'd probably have to be there at the beginning in the mental ward.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the...
Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky. Where she's just sitting there screaming, cuddling, and said, He made me do it!
That was the fucking...
That was probably my, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That head was looking fucking gross, and it had this big old... I don't know. Was it an umbilical cord or something, dude?
So I thought it was a spinal column.
That was
huge, whatever it was. Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was at least 8 inches.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I kind of forgot about that. All right, Bo. It's your what the fuck moment.
I think we got to go with having no wrist bones. And clutching a sword, trying to pull your friend to safety.
Yeah.
That sort of, I couldn't deal with that one very well at all.
Yeah.
That whole scene was sort of what the fuck, but I'll go with that.
Yeah, she hid the fucking sword underneath the tree as a present to, I guess, herself. I don't know. That's kind of weird. But,
So that's the part where it gets so contrived, because she's like, I know I'm not crazy. I get that if they had let the character develop more, it would have played out better, where she's like trying to decide if she's crazy or not.
Yeah.
Because I relate to that. Sometimes I'm like, not so sure about myself. Mm-hmm. So I get that.
I guess it's not a like a super important moment, but she's like, yo, I got to go get the sword from the carnival, the Terrifier ride. And we never see it. And so I don't know. I think a big moment, because at this point, she doesn't completely know if Art is real or not. She doesn't know if she's hallucinating, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. I think seeing her going to get the sword and...
Yeah, I think that would have been impactful. Yeah. That definitely could have been included. I wonder if they shot something like that and didn't like it or something, or if they just didn't feel it necessary.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because the only thing we got was when she got back to the house after she was talking about she had to go get it.
Yeah,
and her hands were all dirty, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that was it. That was the only thing showing us that she had dug it up. And then I think Jonathan said something to her about, did she get it? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, if you had to cut something, I guess that would be something to cut. I'm hearing like they had to cut a lot. Like, he had Damian Leone, the director, had a much longer movie. It is a fucking hot. He's not a bad looking dude. I think he's hot. But anyway, he had a much longer movie. I think he had to cut a lot, and I really think it shows.
Well, because it was already over 2 hours long.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, just a product of trying to add a story to,
as much story as he could.
A gore movie. Like, you can't cut any gore out, because at its heart, that's what it is. And I think he's just trying to add story to give it a little bit of credibility, maybe.
Well, we've mentioned this on here before, that sometimes it almost affects the impactfulness of a thing when they add just a story for a story's sake is not always a beneficial thing. And I think some parts of that were present here.
Yeah. Because, like, I do love Sienna, and I like that we got her in Terrifier 2. But at the same time, I think Terrifier 1 is my favorite, just for the simplicity and the kind of style of it.
I agree. I really liked this movie. It's definitely... Well, where this podcast is concerned, it's definitely my favorite thing we've watched. Mm-hmm. But I also like Terrifier 1 better. What about you, Chris? What's your what the fuck moment?
Yeah.
Thankfully, you guys didn't take it, but it's the fucking rats in the throat.
I figured it would be someone's.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy, man.
Yeah.
All those live rats pouring out of that lady's throat.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, it's satisfying.
Well, I knew that was going to be yours.
Yeah, I figured. It's good when they can actually, like, keep climaxing the displays of violence.
Yeah.
I think they did that really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I know, man. They're just going to have to keep stepping it up every single movie. Eventually, I guess you're going to plateau at some point, right?
Well, that's why they all veer fantastic. It's like, I have the same issue. I don't like, I'm kind of over Jason and stuff. Like, he's some sort of, like, supernatural deity.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm just, you know, it loses some of the edge for me. It's always scarier to me when it's like some dude who lives next door.
Yeah.
Who is just fucking psycho.
Yeah.
That's scarier to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why August Underground.
Exactly.
Is the most disturbing movie we've watched for me.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't fucked with the slasher movies in so long just because they're kind of boring and predictable.
Yeah, but it's always about virginity.
Yeah, it always. Is. Have sex, you're gonna fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is all just one long con, like, ode to Mean Girls, I swear to God.
Yeah.
You have sex, get pregnant, you die.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would like a slasher movie as much as I like this one. All right, at least we're gonna do our patented What the Fuck Are You Watching? Spiciness Scale, where we compare the extremity of the movie to the extremity of spicy food.
Yeah. I don't like going first.
Oh.
It's just the way it goes, man. That's the flow.
I'm going to say I think I've used something similar before, but whatever.
Yeah, we're just recycling everything at this point.
This is like a volcano taco with hot Cheetos added. And fire sauce.
Ugh.
Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hell yeah.
It's spicy.
All right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
All right, Jack, what spicy food would you equate this movie to?
Now you want to talk suspicious palates. What flavor of Kool-Aid was this?
What? I cannot compare it to Kool-Aid, but spicy I can do. And I'm going to have to go with the noodles that Bo and I get from the from the Asian marketplace. It's pretty spicy. It's sometimes so hot that I have to put it down for a bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they're ultimately pretty good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Dude, we got a pretty fucking sick porn to watch tonight. Jack, if you want to join us.
No, right. I'm good.
Just thought I'd offer.
I'm good. Thank all you, though. It's probably very bloody and involves puke. And
I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm sure it's bloody. I don't know about puke yet.
I don't think there's puke in it. Bo, how spicy is Terrifier 3?
It's like jalapeno cornbread, but you took a bite thinking it was banana bread.
Okay.
So, like, it's actually really just good. But you thought it was something else.
But
so
it was a surprise,
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Chris? How spicy was this movie?
Okay, I'm going to go with the fruit gushers. But the filling is like a ghost pepper hot sauce.
Okay.
You burst that motherfucker open in your mouth. Gushes you. Like a chainsaw to the asshole.
Which, you know, if you've got a gummy full of liquefied ghost pepper, you could argue that it's going to feel like a chainsaw in your asshole at some point.
Yeah.
One way or another, you're fucking getting a chainsaw to the ass.
Yeah, it's going to be red.
Man. Hell yeah. Well, I think that's going to do it for our bonus episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Yeah.
If you like the Terrifier series, come see what else we have to offer. We got gore, we got puke
and piss
and a rumored Nazi sex wizard just waiting for you here at What the Fuck Are You Watching. Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
These idiots forgot to rate the movie. I've gathered their scores, and it averages to 4 stars. Jack later went on to watch the murder porno. He said, "Oh fuck," and we never heard from him again.